A teachable spirit. Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness, you who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the quarry from which you were dug. Even when you were dead in trespasses and sins, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Oh, God is rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us. Am I proud of my humility? Not you. Remember, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. There are two important considerations that keep us from relapsing into prideful inclinations. The first is acknowledging the state from which I have been bought by grace. The second is bearing in mind the fast approaching day of judgment, a day to which we are hastening. Last autumn I used a very strong weed killer on the surrounding paving stones in my home. I jet washed the entire area and poured in blessed sand and cement to complete the task. Oh, it was weed-free for a few glorious months, and I smugly rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Oh, and yet now, a few short months later, weeds of all sorts and shape abound on my driveway, in greater profusion than ever before. In the same way, am I proud of my humility? Am I proud that the weeds of self-importance were weeded out in some bygone day? Do I rejoice that weeds of presumption have been flushed away from my character? And therefore let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall again. We are too apt to forget that the unholy weeds of self-worth, ego, pride or arrogance too readily spring back up to choke the lovely flowers, like heart's ease and other precious things. Oh, what a catalogue of weeds we have been delivered from! What a list of scriptures remind us of who we were and where we were going! We have been delivered from the pit of corruption, the miry clay, rescued from the hand of the enemy, delivered from the sword of the Egyptians. We have been freed from the ambush along the road and those who hate us. We have been saved from the violent man and all fears and failings. We have been liberated from death. We have been released from the depths of Sheol. We have been set free from the guilt of corruption, the guilt of our original iniquity, redeemed from trespasses and sins, released from the kingdom of darkness. And there is no ground for pride or self, for it is all of grace. It is all from him. It is all by grace. And today is still our day of salvation. Today is the day of our sanctification. Today is the day for forgiveness and the day for love. Today is the day for grace and the day of mercy. Today is still the time to root out unholy weeds, weeds that daily spring back up in our daily lives. He brought each of us up out of the miry clay and set our feet upon the rock. He has put a new song in our mouth and praises on each of our lips. He lifted us up and caused us to be seated in new positions, a position in Christ, seated in heavenly places. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but to your name give glory, because of your mercy. Oh yes, this was our unenviable condition, but we were redeemed. Today we are washed, and we need continual washing. Today we are anointed, yet we need continual anointing. Today we should be dressing ourselves in the robes of righteousness. Today we should be making preparations for our coming bridegroom. Humility being the inner garment with which each first need to be covered. Moses was a very humble man, we read, but he first needed to be brought to an end of himself. Moses tried by self-effort. Moses tried by personal influence. Moses even tried by violent means to bring about the deliverance of his people. Moses tried every way he could to serve God. But Moses only succeeded by serving his own ego for 40 whole long years. But after 40 years of trying, God confined his activity to 40 more long, waiting, refining years. 40 years in the wilderness. 40 long years to prepare him for his one important task. And the beloved John, at the end of his earthly toil, was banished to his Patmos before his vision. Paul was shut away in prison's chains before he wrote many words of salvation and truth. Each required the solemn reminder, let him who thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall. Have we, like Moses, tried by self-effort, personal influence, and even violent means to bring about deliverance for his people? Does God need to do in our lives what he did with Moses, John, and Paul? Does he need to root out those last weeds of pride that spring back so readily? Your life may be strewn with deep disappointments, great sorrow, unspeakable loss. You may have been flung into a hard and troubled place. You may have been submerged in a pool of miry clay for many a long year. You may be confined to a Horeb's wilderness. You may be bound in prison chains or have a Patmos banishment in order to allow patience to have her perfect work in your life, so that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Oh, don't kick against the pricks of your hard place and your great troubles. Embrace your difficulties and fears, and commit all to him. Praise him that he makes all things work together for good, even your Patmos banishment. There are yet helps and revelations, and even future blessings of God, that cannot be received until the last vestige of pride or arrogance be rooted out. Continuously rooted out, little by little. Day by day, weeded out, precept upon precept, line upon line. Oh, but consider this. He only chooses those saints whom he knows have a teachable spirit. Saints like Moses, John, and Paul. Do you have a teachable spirit, beloved child of God? Do I? Are you prepared to walk the weary wilderness and to have every drop of ego squeezed away? Are you prepared to bear the confines of the prison wall? To strip you of the Pharisee's necklace of pride? Are you prepared to suffer the loneliness of the Patmos experience and to receive a vision of Jesus? Oh, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. The experience is painful. The rewards are eternal. He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. And he put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise unto our God. Many will see and fear, and put their trust in the Lord.